Not for the first time, Enzo turned this information over in his mind and found it puzzling.
Okay. And what about Kerjean? Is he still around?
He was when I was there. A thoroughly unpleasant character, from all accounts. Of course, he wouldn't talk to me. Hasn't given a single interview since the trial.
You don't give much of an account of the trial in the book.
It didn't merit it, Enzo. Sure, the guy had motive and opportunity, but the evidence against him was entirely circumstantial. It should never have gone to court.
He drained his glass and refilled it.
Anyway, I had a long talk with Jane Killian on the phone last night. You can cancel your hotel booking. She's agreed to let you stay at the house in the little attic room above the study.
He chuckled, but there was no humour in it.
I think she sees you as the last hope of ever solving this case. I got the very firm impression that if you can't figure it out, she's going to give up and sell up.
Enzo nodded slowly.
So, no pressure, then?
Raffin grinned.
I'd have thought it was right up your street, Enzo, given that your specialty was crime scene analysis.
Enzo canted his head in acknowledgement.
I have to confess it's an intriguing challenge, but I hate to be anyone's last hope.
He looked up to see Raffin pursing pale lips in faint amusement.
Tell me, what was it you saw in that room that Jane Killian wouldn't let you write about?
Oh, I think I should leave you to see that for yourself.
Raffin looked at his watch, and Enzo noticed how his hands trembled.
Shall we lunch at midi? I can call and book a table at the Marco Polo.
Enzo felt the colour rising slightly on his cheeks.
I can't today. I'm meeting someone.
Raffin looked at him speculatively and nodded without comment. He took another sip of his wine, then after a moment,
"Have you seen Charlotte lately?" "No, not lately."
Which was the truth. But he wondered why he was reluctant to confirm Raffin's obvious suspicion that it was the journalist's former lover that Enzo was meeting at midi. He wanted to leave right there and then, but it would have been churlish to do so. And he wasn't due to meet Charlotte for over an hour.
"Maybe I'll take that glass of wine now," he said.
As Raffin crossed to fetch a glass from the cabinet, Enzo glanced from the window into the courtyard below. Drifts of leaves from the big old chestnut blew across the cobbles on a chill fall breeze, and he wondered why anyone would want to kill a dying man.